Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Performance of Vrindavan Pastimes. Chapter 14. This is during the Rath Yatra festival. Lord Chaitanya's cart, he stops on the way to Gundicha. In the Rath Yatra festival, Jagannath's cart, he stops on the way in a place called Balagandhi. And then they make these offerings. I haven't seen them do it now. His cart stops sometimes. During the festival, he goes and he stops. And sometimes, in previous years, I saw about 10 Rath Yatras here in Puri. And previous years, oftentimes he would go only as far as Chaitanya Math Temple, Gaudiya Math Temple, which is the birthplace of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Now it's the temple. Bhakti Madhava Dayatya, Bhakti Dayatya Madhava Maharaj established that temple, Prabhupada's godbrother. So the Rath Yatra just stopped there because they can't go after sunset. Now it's only a few hundred meters from the temple. The next day would make it all the way to Gundicha. But last couple of years he's been going all the way the same day there. But so he stops along the way, stops, and then he goes and stops. And somewhere during Lord Chaitanya's time, he would stop at a place called Balagandhi, and everyone would make offerings. Everybody in Puri, the king, his queens, the ministers, the street sweepers, everybody would cook some offering, and they would bring the offering, and they would offer on the wheels, on the cart, on the spokes, on the top, on the road, everywhere they would make offerings, in front and back of Jagannath's cart. Everyone could take part, and Jagannath would eat everyone's offerings. So during this time, it would take some time to do this offering. Lord Chaitanya would go to a nearby garden. Some gardens there, it says gardens near Balagandhi, which we can't see now. But maybe it was Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, which of course is further down. But anyway, he went in some garden and he would rest there. While that offering was going on, he would just rest. So while he was resting, then Maharaj Prataprudra, he entered that garden. Maharaj Prataprudra was always trying to meet Lord Chaitanya because he was a great devotee of the Lord. And he was doing anything he could to serve the Lord, making all kinds of arrangements for the Lord's comfort by always sending Mahaprasadam and taking care of the visiting devotees when they would come from Bengal and making arrangements they all get Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Because the priest, or the guru of the king, Maharaj Prataprudra, was Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra was the king's guru. And when Lord Chaitanya came to town, he told Kashi Mishra arrange for a room for him in his house. So Lord Chaitanya stayed in the Gambira, which is in Kashi Mishra's house. So Kashi Mishra was the guru of Maharaj Prataprudra, and he was also superintendent of the Jagannath temple, so he's a big person. So Maharaj Prataprudra was trying to always meet Lord Chaitanya, and he would send letters and asking permission to meet him. And Lord Chaitanya said, I can't meet him because a king is always associated with money and women. Women and wealth. They kind of go together. And so sannyasi should avoid these things, women and wealth. So I can't really meet him. So then, of course, he sent his son at one time, and his son met him, and Lord Chaitanya gave his chatter. Gave his chatter, and Prataprudra worshipped that chatter, just as if it was Lord Chaitanya. But still he wanted to meet him, so he was always asking devotees. So they gave him a suggestion that during the Rath Yatra festival, the Lord will be in ecstasy. He will be in the ecstasy of Mahabhav, Radharani's Mahabhav. And he'll be dancing in great bliss. And he'll be in what they call Antardasha. He'll be in internal consciousness, Vayadasha and Antardasha. He will be oblivious to this world. He won't really see or notice so much what's going on in this world. He'll be living in the world of his own emotions, living in the world of his own love, loving relationship with Shyamasundara Brajendra Nandan. He will see Lord Jagannath as Shyamasundara Brajendra Nandan of Vrindavan, the flute-playing person of Vrindavan. and if you want to approach him, you dress yourself in ordinary clothes. Regular dhoti, and you know, disguise yourself basically as an ordinary person. Give up all your royal insignias and opulent dress. And you should go there, and then He will be in this internal consciousness. So then you can nourish him, you can serve him. So the way to get the Lord's darshan, the way to get the Lord's favor is through service. So through this doorway of service, through the doorway of service, Pratyapruja gained access to meeting the Lord. So he told him, and oftentimes acharyas will also tell us about this reference and referring to this point. So the way to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, or the way to get Radha and Krishna's mercy, is to memorize the Gopi Geet and chant the Gopi Geet. There are many devotees in Vrindavan that do this regularly. They chant the Gopi Geet, which is chapter 31 from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So he said, you memorize this Gopi Geet, because this song's in separation. Gopis are in the rasa dance with Krishna. Then he calls them with the flute. They all gather there under the full moon on the banks of the Yamuna. And they walk along there, arm in arm, and then Krishna disappears and Radharani disappears. And they all go searching. And then they find that Krishna even leaves Radharani. And Radharani joins all the Sakis, and they all become one. All the opposing parties become, harmonized and unified into one party. Instead of having Congressai and Janata Lal and Social Democrats and Naxalites and all this, all the different parties become one party. Instead of Radha's party and Chandravali's party and different Sakigan, becomes one party, and they all become one mind and one heart. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So in that mood of separation, they start crying out in Sankirtan. This is called Gopi Sankirtan. Crying, chanting the Lord's names, chanting the glories of the Lord, and crying from the heart. Actually, Sankirtan should be performed from the heart. Deep, from the deepest regions of the heart. Because the heart is in one place and Krishna is in another place. So the heart's crying out in separation. Where is my Krishna? Just like we're here and the moon is there. It's a great distance to the moon. We have some idea that the moon is there. We can perceive it's the orb of the moon and the presence, but we're far away from the moon. So we can also perceive the presence of the Lord by his blessings and by his arrangements for our existence. But he's very far away from us. So deep in the core of our hearts, we'll feel so much separation. This deep mood of separation should be mixed in the glorification of the Lord. So the Gopi Sankirtan, they searched for the Lord here and there. They imitated his pastimes. One gopi took the role of another gopi, and they enacted his pastimes together, killing demons, taking out the cows, playing the flute. And then they became somewhat exasperated and totally distraught and unhappy and forlorn and heartbroken. So they said, we can't find him. It's too far, it's too dark. Let's go out to where we can see. So the moon is not penetrating the canopy of trees in a dense forest. The moon, neither the sun in the day or the moon at night, the rays cannot penetrate the canopy of covering, the foliage. So it was too dark and I couldn't see anything. And Krishna is dark also. So Krishna stole everyone's heart and he slipped into the forest. So then the gopis came out to the beach, out to the Pulina, Jamuna Pulina. And there the moon was shining very brightly. So they said, well, we can't find Krishna, so we give up. But let's place ourselves in such a position that Krishna can find us. Because it's not possible for the finite to find the infinite. It's not possible for the finite to reach the infinite. But it is possible for the infinite to reach down to the finite. That's called avaroha. Avaroha panta means the path of descending path. So we do not have enough power to go to God, to see God, to reach God. But God has unlimited power to do anything. Gatana agatana patiyasi shakti. Gatana agatana patiyasi shakti means the power to make the impossible possible and possible impossible. So we are finite. We're so tiny. How can we fly all the way to the spiritual world and see God? It's not possible. We can't even fly to the moon planet. We go to some little planet up there and say it's the moon. But the infinite, out of his infinite kindness and mercy, can reveal himself. The gopi says, we can't see Krishna. We can't find Krishna. But let's go down here and sit on the Yamuna Pulin in the bright moonshine. This is Shard Purnima, the full moon night, the Sharad season, and we will sit here and the full moon is shining on our faces. So if Krishna by chance decides to look for us, if he decides to search for us, then it'll be easy for him to find us, because our moon-like faces are being illuminated by the full moon rays. So they sat there in a very favorable location, in a very positive position, and then they cried their hearts out. Then they engaged in sankirtan, Gopi sankirtan. And this Gopi sankirtan is called the Gopi song of separation, Gopi Geet. So these verses, there's something like 19 verses, I think so, in Gopi Geet. And this was their sankirtan. They're crying with deep separation, deep from the core of their heart. They're crying out, Krishna, please come and find us. Krishna, we're crying for you, we're begging for you, we're hoping for you, we're yearning for you, we're living for you, we're breathing for you, we're existing for you. Please come and accept us as your own, and accept us in your service. So crying like this, they cried out. So Pratapruja learned this Gopi Geet. So when Mahaprabhu was in the garden, he was feeling great separation from Jagannath. As Jagannath was absorbed in his Bhojan Leela, taking his food. He's not going to Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya was dancing. He's dancing in front of Lord Jagannath's cart, and Lord Jagannath is dancing and following him, following the lead. Lord Chaitanya is taking 5 steps towards Vrindavan, and then Brajendranandan and Shamasundar Jagannath is moving 5 steps towards Vrindavan. So as Lord Chaitanya moved, Radharani and Radhabhav, Radharani's Radhabhav was pulling. Mahaprabhu's Radhabhav, Madanaki Mahabhav was pulling Krishna to Vrindavan. But now he stopped. Oh, let me stop. Now there's no more progress. Jagannath's not moving towards Vrindavan. Krishna's not moving. Now he's just eating. He's distracted all eating. Lord Chaitanya is just, what to do? So he goes into rest in the forest, in the jungle. Garden, Balagandhi Garden or whatever, nearby that area. So now we pick up this story that Pratapruja is disguised in plain dress and he's gone into that garden. And Lord Chaitanya is in internal consciousness, just meditating on Braj Leela, absorbed and meditating on Krishna. This is the introduction. He Mata Prabhu Achena Premer Avesh Hena Kale Pratapurudra Karila Pravesh. So on one side is Prem Avesh, on the other side it's Pratapruja Pravesh. Lord Chaitanya is absorbed in Prem, and then Pratapruja enters the garden. Sarvam Upadesh, Chari Rajavesh, Ekala Vaishnavavesh, Karalaya Pravesh. Chari Rajavesh. He gave up his kingly dress and adopted ordinary dress. Now he entered the garden. Sarva Bhaktir Agya Nila, Jari Hatahan, Prabhupada Dari Pore Saha Sakariya. Pratapruja was so humble, with folded hands, first he took permission from all the devotees. Then, with great courage, he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is the way to approach the Lord. It's impossible to approach the Lord without the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So any intelligent person utilizes this principle in his approach to Godhead. So Pratapruja didn't think, oh, listen, I'm a big king. I'm in charge of this whole Puri, and I adopt his dress, but I just go directly. Why have to wait to meet the Lord? No, he humbly begged for the Agya, Vaishnav Agya, Guru Agya, Guru Agya, Vaishnav Agya. Agya, Agya means permission of the Vaishnavas, or granting, getting the permission or access. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So first he submitted to the Vaishnavas with great humility. He folded his hands as an expression of humility with Anjali. Bowed his head and touched the feet of the Vaishnavas and begged their permission. Submission, permission, they said yes.
Admission.
Vaishnavagya. They gave the order. Yes, you go, enter the garden. So taking their order on his head, he got courage. Because when we get the order from Guru, then we get courage. We get the order from Vaishnava, or the permission from Vaishnavas, then we get courage. We get courage to approach the Lord. On our own, we're afraid. We have so many fears. But with the blessings of the Lord and his devotee, then we can go forward. So he touched the feet of the Lord. He's approaching the Lord from the feet. Anki Muri Prabhu Prema Bhumite Shayan Nripati Nai Punyai Kare Pada Samvahan. Mahabhu lay on a raised platform with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion. The king very expertly began to massage his legs. So this is very nice. He saw the Lord was absorbed in deep love and emotion in a trance. And so he approached the Lord, took permission, he touched the feet of the Lord, and then he began to massage the Lord's legs. This is what is done even in Archa Puja, Archamurti Puja. The devotees, when they go in to serve the Thakurji, the deity of the Lord, first they come and put their head on the feet of the Lord. Do Achman, of course. And then they put their head on the feet of the Lord, or if they're in that type of bhav, they come up and put their head on Radharani's feet or Shamsundar's feet, or they put their hands, and then they begin to engage in service of the Lord, dressing the Lord or bathing or massaging, whatever. So this is being done here also. Rasa lilara shloka pore karena stavan. Jayati te dikam adhyaya karena patan. King Pratapruja began to recite verses about the rasa dance from the Gopi Geet, beginning with Jayati te dikam janmanavraja. But that's the first verse. Jayati te dikam janmanavraja. And then it says, Shunite shunite prabhura santosha par. Bala, bala, bali, prabhu, bale, bhara, bhar. Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits, and he said, go on reciting, balo, balo, bolo. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibiriritam kamasapaham shavana mangalam shimarattatam bhuvi grinanti je buridajana. As soon as King Pratapruja recited this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arose in ecstatic love and embraced him. Alingana, alingana koila. Tumi more dile paho amulya ratan, mora kichu dite nai dilono alingan. Upon hearing the verse recited by King, Mahaprabhu said, you have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you. Haribo. Amulya Ratan. Ratan. Ratana means, we say Ratna in Hindi. In Bengali, say Ratana. Ratana. Ratana means jewel or gem. And Amulya. Mulya means price. You look on the front of a Gita Press book, it says Mulya. Mulya means price. It says Amulya, without a price. Invaluable. You give me invaluable gems, priceless gems. What can I do? I cannot repay you, so I just embrace you. That's a pretty good deal. I'm simply embracing you. Ete bali se shloke pare barabar dui janarange kampa netre jaladar. As they're saying this, Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the king and Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. So this is quite a wonderful... This is more than the king could ever imagine. Because all he was trying to get for actually a couple of years, it took him some time, because he wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya left Puri, then he came back and he went all over South India. It was a couple of years, a few years that Pratapruja was waiting to meet King Lord Chaitanya. So he's very eager and very anxious, and he was, of course, a great devotee of the Lord. And he was simply wanting to meet the Lord. I mean, meeting someone is one thing, but embracing them tightly and crying and trembling is quite another thing. Because meeting, there's different levels of meeting, or milan. Obviously, the word has different meanings of intensity. But generally, the king would think, I will be brought in by his servants or his associates, Govinda Das, or some devotee, Ramananda Roy or Sruv Damodar, will introduce me or bring me. Yes, this is the king. Yes, oh, please take your seat. Yes, namaste. And he would pay obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya yell, Mangalam Bhavatu, Mangalam Bhavatu, and give him some blessings. Ayushman Bhavatu, Mangalam Bhavatu. But this is more than he could ever dream of. Such a fantastic, wonderful meeting, embracing Krishna heart to heart and being bathed by the tears of the Lord, and the Lord's trembling, you're trembling. There's a most ecstatic union of the Lord and his devotee. Like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gopakumar meets the Lord and they embrace. The Gopakumar finally attains the spiritual world and Krishna runs and embraces him. They embrace so tightly, then they collapse on the ground. They're rolling on the ground in ecstasy together. The lost servant. Loving search for the lost servant. There's one book entitled that, called Loving Search for the Lost Servant. So the Lord is always searching for the lost servant. Jivara Sarupaya Krishnara Nityadas. He's searching, he has his search party. His search party is different devotees are going to search for the lost souls. They're searching the world, they're searching the hearts. Where can they find Krishna there? Searching the faces, the conditioned souls. Who is about to surrender? And devotees that have been delegated as deputy sheriffs. We've been delegated to be deputy sheriffs of the constable. Krishna's the head constable. We have the ability to see who is ready for Krishna, who is actually searching for Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly. So, the Lord, when one attains the favor, the agya, the Vaishnava, the guru, agya, favor of the devotees, just see what kind of meeting one can have with the Lord. If one depends on his own arrangements, one depends on his own arrangements or his independent endeavor to meet the Lord or associate with the Lord, he may get some brief success, or he may may obtain some type of meeting with the Lord, but he will not attain such an intimate, unlimitedly confidential exchange that he will get when he goes through the proper channel. Proper channel is Vaishnav, the Vaishnav Dara. It's called Vaishnav Dara or Rupanuga Dara. In our case, it's Rupanuga Dara. Rupanuga Dara. Dara means the river. The river, Dara, this is Dara. Dara means the river, the current. The current of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami's devotees. If one enters that current, if one enters that river, just like you enter the Ganga in Haridwar, or you enter the Ganga in Howrah. Haridwar or Howrah? The Ganga will go to Sagar. And where the Ganga meets the Sagar, where the Ganga meets the ocean, is called Ganga Sagar. There's a mela there every year in Makar Sankranti. The Ganga Sagar Mela. So that river enters that ocean. So if one comes in the line of Rupa Goswami in the river, if one enters the Rupanuga Dara, the river of Rupa Goswami's Shiksha Parampara, Rupa Goswami and then Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Sananta, Bhaktivedanta, like this. Then, if he enters that river will take him where Rupa Goswami is. And Rupa Goswami is fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami is personally embraced by Lord Chaitanya in Dashamedha Ghat. Dash Ashwamedha Ghat in Benares. He was embraced heart to heart, just like Pratapruja is being embraced heart to heart in Puri. And when he embraced him heart to heart, he said, I'm giving you all the Bhakti Siddhanta, all the Bhakti Tattva, all the Bhakti Siddhanta, all the Bhakti Ras and Bhav, everything I'm placing in your heart. Chest to chest, heart to heart, transfer. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. So Rupa Goswami is glorified because he knows the heart of Lord Chaitanya. So this is such a wonderful meeting that Pratapruja is having with the Lord. It's way beyond his wildest dreams. He could ever imagine such a fortunate meeting with the Lord. And it's all due to Vaishnava Kripa, the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And of course he had some endeavor. He did endeavor. He learned Gopi Gita. And he followed the instructions to adopt a humble dress. Change your dress. Put on tilak. And then, what is the translation of this verse? Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibrayiditam kamasapaham. Shravana Mangalam Shimarattatam Bhuvigrinantiye Buridajana. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. 10.31.9 Burida burida bali kariyalingan inho nahi janeyenhon haya konajan. After reciting this verse, Mahaprabhu immediately embraced the king and cried, "You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!" At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know who the king was, because Mahaprabhu was in Radhabhav, and this verse is all about the messages of Krishna. And so Mahaprabhu, Radharani, is being reminded of Krishna. So immediately, "Oh, who's reminding me of Krishna? The messages of God is Harikata, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam." This Katamritam, this Kata, this Harikata, Krishna Kata, is nectar. And I'm dying in separation. I'm burning in the poison, the Vish. The antidote to Vish is Amrit. There's Amrit and Vish. Vish means poison. So the antidote, the cure for poison, is nectar. And the nectar is the topics about Krishna. And you're speaking about my Krishna. You're reminding me of those nectarian topics. You're the greatest Burida, Burida Dajana. You're the greatest, most munificent welfare. You're the most munificent. You're giving me the greatest mercy. Purva seva deki tanre kripa upajila anusandhana vina kripa prasada karila. Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. He deka chaitanyara kripa mahabal tara anusandhana vina karaya safal. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu! Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Srila Prabhupada says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful that it automatically acts. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. It is recorded in a spiritual bank account, and in due course it will fructify. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 40. Do you know that verse? Neha vikrama nashosti pratyavayo navidyate svapamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. In this endeavor there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Mahaprabhu particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls this age the most potent method of devotional service, Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. And whoever takes to it through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. Bhagavatam recommends 11.5.32 Yagyai Sankirtana Priya Yajanti Hisamedishaha. A student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Prataprudra. One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is the proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. At first, Maharaj Prataprudra did not have a chance to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he tried. But when the Lord saw that the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, sweeping the Lord's cart before the Rath Yatra, the Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. That's pretty far out. Solid fact mercy. Solid mercy. The Lord was impressed. When the start of the Rath Yatra, the king came out and took a golden-handled broom. He started sweeping the street like a bungee. He's the king. He's the Raja. He's a Kshatriya. He's taking a position like a Chamar. Chamar is very low class, like a chamar sweeper. He's sweeping the street in front of the Lord. I mean, in front of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya is noticing, oh, the king is taking such a humble, he's doing this Nichi. It's called Nichi Seva. Suchi Seva, Nichi Seva. Such a lowly Seva. And he marked the king. He said, yes, this quality attracts me. I'm looking for this quality in the Jiva. The Jiva may have a big position. He may have big money, big post, big position. But he's willing to do a humble service. He's willing to clean the toilets in the temple. He's willing to cut vegetables in the kitchen. He's not saying, oh, I'm a Brahmin, you know, I'm a Brahmin. I grew up in a high-class family, we had servants doing all this. What is this you're asking me to clean the toilets? Yeah. Do you know who I am? My name is Bhattacharya. Chaturvedi. Drivedi. Prabhupada ki tumi karale morahita achambite asi payao Krishna lilamrita. Finally, Mahaprabhu said, who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Because he not only spoke this one verse, but he spoke the whole Gopi Gita. And so he gave so much pleasure to Lord Chaitanya. So many of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say, and they even recommend that during Kartik Brat, if you want to get the mercy of the Lord, you should chant the Gopi Gita every day. Even just every day, chant Gopi Gita. And this is the example that by chanting Gopi Gita, a king received a loving embrace of the Lord. So what to speak of a surrendered devotee who's taken Vaishnav Diksha? If he recites the Gopi Gita, how much benefit he'll get. Lord Chaitanya is so happy. Raj kahe, ami tomara das anudas. Brityara brityakara e mora ash. I think you can figure out what that means. King replied, my lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants. Prabhupada says, the greatest achievement for a devotee is to become a servant of the Lord. Actually, no one should desire to become the direct servant of the Lord. That is not a very good idea. Tavi Mahaprabhu Tanre Aishwarya de Kaila Kareha na Kari Kahibeye Nisheda Karila. At that time, Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king, and he forbade him to disclose this to anyone. What were those divine opulences? We don't know, because he didn't tell anybody. Rajahena Gyana Kabu Nakaila Prakash Antre Sakala Janera Bahire Udas. Although within his heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening, externally he did not disclose it. Nor did he disclose that he knew that he was talking with King Prataparudra. Prataparudra era Bhagya Deki Bhaktagan Rajare Prashamse Sabe Anandita-man. Seeing the Lord's special mercy upon the king, the devotees praised the king's good fortune and their minds became open and blissful. Anandita-man Prashamse. So this is called the Vaishnav Raja Sabha. Vaishnav Raja Sabha. The glorious gathering of pure-hearted souls. The glorious gathering of pure-hearted souls. Vaishnav Raja Sabha. There is no envy there. Nirmatsaranam Satam. There is no envy there. They're happy. And they saw that King Prataparudra received so much mercy that the Lord Chaitanya tightly embraced him, bathed him with his tears, and they trembled. They were trembling together in ecstasy. And they saw how much favor the Lord gave to him. They were not envious. Usually where we're envious of our superiors, we fight with our rivals and we lord it over our juniors. Those that are below us, we lord it over them. And those that are equal to us, our rivals, we compete with them. And those that are above us, we're envious. But the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they were so happy. Anandita-man. Anandita-man. Their minds were so blissful and so, it became so open and so joyful to see, oh, Prabhu, you made it. you became so advanced. It's so wonderful. Please bless me. I can become advanced like you. You're so fortunate. You could surrender and take up this Sankirtan movement seriously, and seriously serve your Gurudev. And I'm not so serious, and I'm not so surrendered. I'm fortunate. But can you bless me? Give me some blessings that I can become fortunate like you, and serve my Guru like you're serving. Well, this is a non-envious mood of the humble Vaishnav. So the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are showing that. And Prabhupada is telling in his purport, this is a characteristic of a Vaishnava. He's never envious of another devotee who receives the mercy and strength of Lord Chaitanya. A pure Vaishnava is very happy to see a person elevated in devotional service. Unfortunately, there are many so-called Vaishnavas who become envious to see someone actually recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is a fact that no one can preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message without receiving the special mercy of the Lord. This is known to every Vaishnava. Yet, there are some envious persons who cannot tolerate the expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. They find fault with the preacher who has spread this movement and do not praise him for the excellent service he has rendered in fulfilling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. First Prabhupada there is speaking in 1975. Sometimes you say, "Oh, what would you rather have? If you were going to be trapped on a deserted island in the middle of the ocean, would you rather be with a karmi or with this worst devotee in the temple? Like the devotee in the temple you really can't stand, you don't get along with. Would you rather be with some karmi?" He said, "Well, forget it. I'd rather be with that crazy devotee I can't stand. At least he'll talk about Krishna, or at least he can argue about, he's a devotee. So I want to have company with a devotee, even if he's the most unlikely or undesirable devotee." So that's how much we appreciated it, that even every devotee. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pavartan Kali Kaletra Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. The Dharma in Kali Yuga is Krishna Nam Sankirtan, to spread the holy name of Krishna. This is the Dharma. This is religion. Religion means chanting Hare Krishna, nothing else. If you're not chanting Hare Krishna, you're not religious, in the true sense of the word. So religion means chanting Hare Krishna. Kali Kaletra Dharma. Kali, the only Dharma is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. But who will spread that Krishna Nam Sankirtan? Who will distribute that Krishna Nam? Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. If one does not have power from Krishna, Krishna Shakti, he cannot spread this Sankirtan. So that power, Krishna Shakti, means what? Sandini Shakti means Samvit Shakti, means Ladini Shakti. Krishna Shakti means Bhakti. Bhakti Shakti means the combination of Samvit, which means transcendental knowledge, and Ladini, which means the transcendental bliss potency or love potency. Personification of Samvit potency is Vasudeva Krishna. Personification of Ladini potency is Srimati Radharani. So, this is... everyone is very happy to see that he got the mercy. They were blissful. Dandavata Kari Raja Bahire Chalila Jodahasta Kari Sabha Bhaktera Vandila. Submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands and offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king went outside. So I guess that means he left the garden. I guess he left the devotees. So there, the king is showing his gratitude. He's not saying, "Oh, I got the mercy," and becoming proud. He's feeling very much gratitude for all the... he's folding his hands. He's praying to all the devotees. "Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You gave me so much mercy. It's only by your mercy I could get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Then he's praying to the Lord. These books are so... This is the point. Like, we just read the Bhagavad Marichimala, we get the philosophy, this verse, that verse. But when we read the story, we get philosophy, but we get so much ras. How devotees feel, how they interact, especially Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam also. What is the relationship? What is the bhav and relationship? If you just take Kapila Muni is teaching Sankhya philosophy, this devotional Sankhya philosophy, Vaishnav Sankhya. But if you read the story of his mother, know, and his father Kardava Muni, and his wife his mother's Devahuti and Kapila. Then you see so much loving exchanges and the whole relationship of Kardava and his wife, and Kapila and his mother, and his indebtedness, and so much ras and so much exchange, and loving moods. Different loving moods come out. And this is the most essential teaching of the Bhagavatam, is love. Bhagavatam is a love book, love bomb. A love bomb. It is a love bomb. Love bomb in the sense of B-A-L-M. Love bomb. Not B-O-M-B, bomb. Bomb. It's not a bomb, it's a bomb. Like tiger bomb? You put on tiger bomb, you become like a tiger. Because it's so fiery, you go, ah. But this is Bhagavat bomb. Bhagavat bomb. B-A-L-M. Bam means it's very soothing. It soothes the fever of material existence. And it's a love balm. It's a love balm, B-A-L-M, because it soothes the fire in the heart. Everyone's heart is burning because of a lack of love. There's no genuine love here. Only in the material world there's lust. Man is lusting after woman. Woman is lusting after man. And lust is a fire. It's called Kama Agni. And it sounds in its term in the scriptures is called Kam Agni. Kam means lust, and it burns like a fire in the heart. And there's no relief. So this Bhagavad is a soothing balm. Because when you read the Bhagavatam, you find all kinds of loving relationships and loving feelings being exchanged between the devotees of all different levels. Sakama Bhaktas, Nishkama Bhaktas, Premi Bhaktas, Vaikuntha Bhaktas. And all these different kind of feelings that are described throughout the first, just like the love between Narada Muni and his mother. Narada Muni and his mother, they had love. And you see that loving mood is there. And then there's so many layers. It's like you have this cake as ice, white icing, and then carob filling, then in the middle it is coconut cream or whatever. There's so many layers of the cake. So there's so many layers to Bhagavatam. There's a philosophical layer, there's a theological layer, there's an ontological layer, then there's the bhava layer, the rasa layer, the moral layer. There's many, many layers. And that's why if you read the nine cantos, then all these different types of bhavas and feelings and sentiments are properly adjusted within the human psyche, are properly adjusted within the human being, within the human being to repair the atma. But that's why when you finish nine cantos, you become a liberated soul. Because you have all the necessary foundation to establish you in the firmament, or establish you in the foundation of Prem Dham Vrindavan. This Prem Dham Vrindavan is a Prakriti. It's called a Prakriti Vastu. It's made of transcendental substance. So all the feelings there in Prem Dham Vrindavan are Prakriti. They're all transcendental feelings and emotions. So we have to have a very strong foundation of all these things. If one is feelingless and has no sentiments, it's very hard to enter the spiritual world. There's a verse in 11th canto that says that Krishna Bhakti, two people are disqualified for Krishna Bhakti. One is too attached and one is too detached. Interesting, huh? If one is too detached, if one is too much of a detached person, too much of a yogi bhava, detached, vairagi, then his heart will be very hard. Due to all his tapasya, tapabalam, his heart becomes very hard. If he's too detached, then he won't be able to take up Krishna Bhakti and attain perfection. And if he's too attached, he's 100% bogey. He's too much attached to sense gratification. Then he can never give it up. He can never give this up. He can never surrender to God because he has to have his cake and eat it too. You know, he can't give up. You have to surrender. So what? The best candidate for pure bhakti is the average guy or the average girl who's like a little lusty but not too lusty, a little detached but not too detached.
A little attached.
You know, so they have feelings. They have feelings. They have the ability to have feelings. Someone's attached, someone's a bogey. It means they have feelings. Feelings for food, feelings for woman, feelings for man. They have some kind of feelings. So that's good. Those feelings is what causes attachment. If there's no feelings, there's no attachment. So, but if they're too strong, then you can't transfer those feelings to God, because they're too tied up with matter. So these are some points to consider in Bhagavatam. So these stories are so rich with feelings and emotions and exchanges. And of course, when we read in association, more of this is drawn out according to the quality of our association. So now this is a wonderful experience here. Now it has a nice happy ending. Madhyana Karila Prabhu Lana Bhaktagan Vaninatha Prasad Lana Kaila Agaman. After this, Vaninath Rai, who is I think a brother of Ramananda Rai, he brought all kinds of prasadam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted lunch with the devotees. So now they had this. This was the Mahaprasad that was offered to Lord Jagannath. Now it's being brought to Radharani, or to Lord Chaitanya. The king also sent large quantity of prasadam through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, and Vaninath Rai. The prasadam sent by the king had been offered at the Balagandhi festival and included uncooked milk preparations and fruits. It was all the finest quality and there was no end to the variety. So while Lord Jagannath, Krishna, Vrajendranandan was enjoying all this bhog offering, Lord Chaitanya was in his own ecstasies and separation, and he gave mercy to Prataprudra. Then he came to Bahirdasha, external consciousness, and then all the devotees gathered around the Lord and they were appreciating and showing their gratitude to King Prataprudra. And then when Lord Chaitanya is now rested, then he's woken up, not rested, but he was in his internal bhavs. Then they brought all the Mahaprasad from that offering at the cart that I described. They brought it, Vaninath Roy and Ramananda Roy and Kashi Mishra. And King Prataprudra also arranged for that service, as he was always doing. And then the Lord had a nice feast.